The Triumph of the Cross. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John, chapter 3, verses 13 to 17. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one has gone up to heaven except the one who came down from heaven, the Son of Man who is in heaven. And the Son of Man must be lifted up, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him." Yes, God loved the world so much that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not be lost, but may have eternal life. For God sent his Son into the world, not to condemn the world, but so that through him the world might be saved.
Early in his public life, Jesus secretly meets his future disciple Nicodemus, a Pharisee, at Gethsemane. He explains to Nicodemus his origin as the Son of God, and that one has to be born again in the Spirit to reach the kingdom of heaven. He says, "I have descended to ascend again and take with me those who are down here. Only one descended from heaven, the Son of Man, and only one will ascend to heaven with the power to open heaven, I, the Son of Man. Remember Moses. He raised a serpent in the desert to heal the diseases of Israel. When I am raised, those who are now blind, deaf, dumb, mad, lepers, or ill because of the fever of sin, will be cured, and whoever believes in me will have eternal and blissful life. Do not bend your head, Nicodemus. I have come to save, not to lose. God did not send his only begotten Son into the world so that those in the world might be condemned. He did so that the world might be saved through him. In the world I have found all the sins, all the heresies, all the idolatries. But can the swallow, flying swiftly over dust, soil its feathers with it? No. The swallow takes, along the sad roads of the earth, a particle of blue sky and the scent of the sky. And it utters a call to rouse men and to make them raise their eyes from the mud and follow its flight as it returns to the sky. I do likewise. I have come to take you with me. Come." As his public life draws to a close and the time of his passion approaches, Jesus says to his apostles, "We are now going up to Jerusalem for Passover, and all the things foretold by the prophets concerning the Son of Man will be fulfilled there. Truly, as the prophets foresaw, as it was already stated in the order given to the Hebrews in Egypt, and as Moses was ordered in the desert, the Lamb of God is about to be sacrificed. His blood is about to mark the doorposts of hearts, and the angel of the Lord will pass without striking those who have upon themselves and with love the blood of the sacrificed lamb. This lamb is about to be raised on the crossbar like the precious metal snake, to be a sign for those wounded by the infernal snake and to be salvation for those who look at it with love. The Son of Man, your Master, Jesus, is about to be handed over to the chief priests, to the scribes and the elders, who will sentence him to death and will deliver him to the Gentiles to be sneered at. He will be smacked, beaten, spat upon, and dragged along the streets like a dirty rag. And then the Gentiles, after scourging him and crowning him with thorns, will condemn him to die on the cross reserved for criminals. Because the Jewish people, gathered in Jerusalem, wanted his death in place of that of a robber, he will be put to death in this way. But, as it is mentioned in the signs of the prophecies, after 3 days he will rise again. That is the trial awaiting you, the one that will show you your spiritual advancement.
Jesus says, "There is one cross, mine, the one from which the body of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is hanging. The one reproducing the figure of the wood I bore with infinite love and such great fatigue up to the summit of Calvary. There are no other crosses. There may be other signs, hieroglyphics, like the one sculpted upon the Pharaoh's hypogea or upon the Aztec's stem signs. Nothing more than signs of man or Satan, but not crosses, not a symbol of the whole poem of love, redemption and victory over all the forces of evil of whatever kind. From the time of Moses until now, and from now until the moment of judgment, there will be one cross, the one like mine, the one which first bore the serpent, a symbol of eternal life, the one which bore me, the one I shall bear with me when I appear to you as the judge and king to judge everyone."